Mr. Dennis Dickerson, DENNISDICKERSON7576, this 48-year-old gentleman comes in today for evaluation of gastroesophageal reflux, anxiety, GERD, fetal edema, low testosterone, and sleep apnea. Peritoneal patient currently is on CPAP, and apparently his CPAP is auto-adjustable, so he doesn't need to worry about that. He's gained a lot of weight. He weighs 30406 today. Last time he was here, he weighed around 363. Period. He had a gastric bypass in 2022, but has not been very successful. Period. The paragraph is married. He drinks very little. He doesn't smoke. He has no suicidal ideation or thoughts on duloxetine. He works for Performance Truck. Family history, no history of colon cancer reported. But since he's past 45, he can do Cologuard. He's interested to do that. His family history is mainly positive for COPD and lung cancer. Medical problems, GERD, morbid obesity, fatty liver, sleep apnea, surgery, gastric surgery, 2022. Back surgery, October of last year, after he had an MRI done and he had severe spinal stenosis. Patient also has a history of low testosterone, has been on testosterone replacement, but not for some time now, period. His echocardiogram shows both LVH and RVH, and he's currently not taking any B12 supplementation after his gastric sleeve surgery. COVID immunizations up to date, allergy, penicillin. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, 406 pounds, 97%, 98.2, 20, 91, 146 over 77. Heart positive, small positive, with two lungs, fear, onca, abdomen, soft, next to it, skin shows no ash, around mucosa with allergen pressure, and morbidly obese, lower extremity shows trace edema. Number one, morbid obesity. Number two, we tried him on Monjora. Last year it didn't work. Number three, he can get compounded medication for either Monjora or Ozempic, which I highly, highly, highly recommend. Number four, I'm going to try him on Wegovy first to see if I can get his insurance to pay for it since he's morbidly obese. Next number, he needs B12 supplementation. Next number, sleep apnea. Next number, RVH. Next number, LVH. Next number, his CPAP does auto control. Next number, dispense B12 for the fact that he's had gastric sleeve, next one is fetal edema, next one is sleep apnea, next one is fatty liver, next one is spinal stenosis, next one is low testosterone, next one is patient is, I'm going to call the patient with the results as soon as it's available, next one is come back and see me next month to see whether he got the Wegovy or he got started on the Monjora for his generic Monjora. Next number is multiple bilateral foraminal stenosis. Next number is status post back surgery. Next number, we had a long talk about the fact that his obesity is killing him and he has to lose weight ASAP. Next number is his trying diet and exercise. Next number is lab work from last year reviewed. Next number is his B12 was stable last year. Next number is his testosterone was 487. Next number, the pain is in the back has definitely improved after his surgery. Next number, finding disgust with patient at length before leaving my office. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is RVH. Next number is LVH. Thank you.